Let's let this time of prayer be a moment of preparation. Think of someone who needs our supportive prayers. You may want to take the opportunity to write your request on the ministry request card. Think of someone or something that needs the presence of Christ's Spirit. You may want to share your concern through our healing and wholeness service in the prayer quilt ministry. Think about ourselves. We're not unlike the psalmist going through many difficult times, and yet we realize that there is that moment when we can rely upon God's presence to move us through. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your spirits.
We lift them
up
to the Lord.
How many times we have been on the brink of hopelessness, or at least debilitating discouragement, or have known someone who is. Everything has gone haywire, and we plead, give us hope. And then, not quite sure, we dare to pray. Surprisingly, there comes an assurance that our lives will be renewed. We know, yes, know, that God will restore us through the Spirit, which gives us comfort, courage, peace, and renewal. Therefore, we boldly offer our prayers for comfort. The stress is often more than we can think we can bear. Yet in the deepest distress, we hear healing words. As we offer prayers for ourselves, we pray for others who need comfort. We sometimes shrink in anxiety and fear from what has been handed us. Therefore, we pray for courage to face the obstacles in our path. We offer prayers for those facing challenging situations. Give them courage. Our lives are often anything but peaceful. Yet we have been promised a peace which passes all understanding. Calm us so that we might know that perfect peace despite our emotional upheaval. We offer prayers for those who are troubled of mind and spirit. We remain in the same rut, bound by bad ideas, wrong traditions, stale faith. Renew us to find again that better way laid out for us by our brother Jesus the Christ. Let us become excited about the possibilities within and around us. We offer our prayers for those who need to be moved to a more rewarding life. There were those surrounding Jesus who knew and trusted that he would bring new life. Today we will lay on the altar our commitment to let others in on the good news that Christ does exactly as promised. Empower us by the Holy Spirit as we fulfill these covenants. When we are weak, grant us strength. When we are unsure, take our hand and lift us by your direction. When we feel inadequate, assure us that your grace is sufficient. When our faith grows weak or dim, whisper the word to restore our faith. While the tasks are sometimes arduous, there is underlying joy in what we do because our desire is for one reason only, that others will experience God's Spirit in Christ Jesus the Lord. And as he gave himself, in his name we humbly give ourselves, for truly it is in the giving that we receive. We have joined with Christ in recognizing that everyone around us and beyond us to the most distant places are indeed our brothers and sisters, and long as do we for the spirit of new life in Christ. Therefore, we pray with uplifted spirits the prayer Christ taught us.